Blog Talk Radio.
It's profound. There's a guy.
For someone facing incredible obstacles in your life, I want you to lean on God and trust His flawless record. He never fails. He can do the impossible. How do I know? I've seen Him do it.
I have no doubts my God can do the impossible.
There's nothing impossible for God.
I know He can.
I've seen Him do it.
I've seen Him do it.
He can turn the mess you're in to an awesome miracle. Yes, He can.
I know He can.
I've seen Him do it. So whatever problem you've got, just let it go and give it to God.
He'll work it out.
How do I know what God can do?
I've seen Him do it. I've seen Him do it.
Hallelujah.
Oh,
I've lived long enough to see God do phenomenal things. Oh, yes, I have. I've seen God give people supernatural strength when they didn't know how they were going to make it. I've seen Him use the most unlikely people to do incredible things. So I wrote this verse for those of you that are less than perfect. Listen.
When your life has gone astray, He'll preserve and cover you with His grace. That's how God works.
That's how God works.
I've seen Him do it.
And this is what I like about God.
Then He'll erase your past.
If you repent,
so people can
erase your past.
Yeah.
say, glory, hallelujah. I seen him do it. I want you to get ready tonight. It's Bible class night. And this is the first, December the 1st, the last month in the year. So I want you to get ready for God to do some things for you. And I'm getting ready for God to bless you tonight in a special way. Your healing, your deliverance are all going to come in a special way. God has put us together for a divine reason. And if God put us together for a divine reason, you ain't got to argue first, because everything in divine order. And Bishop Ross always said things in divine order. In all that ways acknowledge God, he will direct your path. Thank you, Prophet Johnson, for that. And I want to thank you, Bishop Top, for wonderful, wonderful, wonderful. Those men and women gone on, they still left a legacy behind. It left something to follow. We're in the midst of witchcraft and evil. We're in the midst of children killing children. We're in the midst of families turning away from each other. And somebody got to say, Bishop, I seen God heal my mama, my sister, my brother. I seen God them back from death to life. And it's a good for us to be here. One more time. Shut up. To you tonight, those that are listening, I want you to get ready because we're going to the end of the year. And you need to put some things in the spirit realm and put some things in the astral realm where God can bless you and open a special door for you. Now, I want to say to you tonight, where I had so many calls about so much going on, I'm praying for you, Sister Rose, Sister Betty, that call, every letter, every telephone call. As I prophesied to you, I'm giving prophecy out for 2022. Where my book at? I have a book, and you need to get this book. It's prophecy for 2022. The virus that we just got from Africa, it's going to be around. It's not going to leave. This stuff ain't going to lead to the last of 2022. But it's gonna mess with our economy, gonna mess with you, that you have to get close to God and open up a door for you. Exodus 3:17. That's just one scripture. But I want to share with you tonight as we get ready to go to the next level. Psalms 27, he's the light of my salvation. So people light and lights, but the light of God is in you, man. The light of God is in you. When you understand the light of God in you, first, I want to take this time out. If you got to need, you plant a seed. I believe in harvesting. I believe in seeding and harvesting. And I believe that you're going to do that. It's new jobs coming up for you, a new position coming up for you. You know, the way God makes things work, it can be a drought somewhere else, but it don't be a drought with you. Everybody else can be broke, and God will give you a bounty of money to help others. Okay. I want to share with you tonight a financial covenant. And you need a financial covenant, body, mind, soul, and spirit. In Exodus, he gives you that cover to open you up. And when he gives you the covenant, you have to walk in it and know it. I want you to get ready for our financial breakthrough this year going into next year. Jesus is the reason for the season. The answer is the reason for the season. You know, and I could talk about the Christmas tree. I could talk about the lights, because the Christmas tree was before Christianity. The light was for Christianity, okay? For the Christian, picked it up and called it Christmas and bring the tree. And some people don't know the significance of the tree, okay? Now, when you're in Africa, they go around the tree, the blessed tree. The Christmas tree. You didn't know to cut it down. The Europeans cut it down. You're supposed to go out and find the tree and decorate it and pray with it. That was done back in the back over in Africa before they European take it. The Europeans took it and run with it and changed everything. And everything they get, they change. If they can't have it, they kill it or destroy it. Can't nobody else have it. That's the nature. But I'm going to talk about the seed of Abraham, divine spiritual ministry, financial covenant to get ready. I want you to write this down. M-A-S-T-E-R. M-U-S-A, Master Musa, the richest man in the world. But I want you to, there's a visual, I need the financial covenant from God. This is the financial covenant from God. And that if you call me, I will text it to you. I would send it overnight to you if I can mail it to you. It say, in the name of all the gods, in the name of all the ancestors and all the spirits, I do decree my financial bounty. I have planted my seed for anything that I want and I need. My blessing, my joy, my money, all that I need for my family, I have already seeded for it. Opportunities come in my way. So opportunity is going to come your way. Genesis 12 and 13, St. Matthew 13 and 8, Proverbs 22 and 1, Revelation 22, 1, Proverbs 4, 22, Genesis 17 and 5. It just scriptures him. Matthew 6, 33, 6, first the kingdom of God, all is righteous. I want to tell you tonight, get ready for God to do a comeback on you. Everybody said, we got to get some of Christmas. Christmas should be every day. Every day you should have something to say about God, what God has did for you. Your blessing, all that the devil stole, we're going to take it back. And he stole much from you. And Abaddon is the death angel. And you know I'm praying for those families. The young man, 15, killed them people, and they know his parents shouldn't have bought no gun. And right now, we're going through a demonic tunnel of hate, a demonic tunnel of witchcraft that we are entering in our marriage, with our children, with our family members. And I got to read this here. Let me read this one for you. Breaking curses and hexes. In the name of Amun-Ra, in the name of the Almighty God and all the gods of the wind and the water, I break curses. The curse of hate, the curse of jealousy, the curse of self-endowment, all the curses, the hexes, the curses, the spells, the jinx, the psychic warfare, the death spirit, the spirit that's already given to evil. I break it and loose it from my family. From 32 generations, I break the curse and the hex. In the name of the Almighty God, the creator of the universe, in the name of the Almighty, I do decree my healing, my deliverance for my family, and I decree to walk in the anointing of God. I decree that. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, I got some scriptures here for you to read. Now, this is breaking curses and hexes. And this is, then I got the financial covenant. That's for your business. The $1 trillion flow. And that's what you need. But we're getting ready. I want to tell you, some of you said, Bishop, I need a breakthrough. My prophecy, I'm in my book right now, I'm doing my book today. For 2022, we're going to see a loss of storms and floods, but we're going to see a loss of minds got to be changed. Right now, we're under a demonic spell. And you say, what's happening? The parents is not taking care of the kids. This is a 15-year-old boy, not a gun. He's a boy, 14, shooting at the police at 2 o'clock in the morning when he should be in the bed. Parents are not taking take care of the kids. But I want to move from that because I want you to get ready for your financial blessing for 2022. We're going to see planes. You're going to have electric cars and trucks, and you're going to see planes that run by electric. You're going to be able to take a car and put it in your garage, and it fly. You have cars flying. They're working on that now. This is going to go into 2025, 2030. That would be a cyber war going on up in space, and just about started. They're fighting for who's going to be in charge of space. We got the rich people trying to go up there, the rich people trying to go to space, and then we got the other folks, ain't it's poor, they can't go. So we're looking for a breakthrough from the Almighty God. Now, when I look, breakthrough coming, quick, fast, and in a hurry. Revelation, now I got to give you this, because you need to have it for your breakthrough. Revelation chapter 12, verse 7. There was a war in heaven. Michael and his angels fought against the dragon, the devil. But Michael did win. So what I'm saying, we are having problems right now on the earth with the shooting and the murder because some of the evil that's taking place. Jesus came to the mountain. He fed 5,000, but he healed everybody that came to him, the lame, the blind, cripple. He healed. So you have to step back and let your healing power work. There was a sick man at the pool of Siloam. Didn't have nobody to put him in. And Jesus said, take up your bed and walk. Didn't need nobody. You get direct action. And I'm going to tell you, my book for prophecy for 2022, dealing with floods, storms, earthquakes, tornadoes, and I got a piece in here for you. When you ask for the book, I'm going to send the book, but I'm going to put your prophecy on it. I'm going to put your prophecy in it going into 2022. Now, everybody need a reading for 2022. Call me, get my PayPal, and I can do it. You need it. And some of you, you've got stuff, you're about to lose it, and you got people that ain't helping you, and then you're going through something, and you can't tell nobody, but God is able to deliver you. I think tonight I might give a word of prophecy. I think I'll do that tonight. And people need a word from God. I'm going to give you a word from God with the scripture. Then I'm going to give you a word from God from what I see. I'm going to call your last numbers on your phone. If you miss it, you just miss it. But before I said this, going into December, I see people jumping out of building. It's on fire. I see something about a flood just over. And then I see something about a tsunami just over in China somewhere over there. But I'm looking at 2020, at this year, December, that we're going to find out some things about what happened in the government with Trump. It's all going to come out. It's going to shock you, but don't be shocked because you got to ask God. You want to do it on your own. I'm big enough to do it, but when you find out you can't trust people, and if you cry the spirit by the spirit, see that, is that the right spirit? If that ain't the right spirit, don't mess with it. It will take you up. That's that would be a tomb found over in Egypt. And this tomb that they would find, this new tomb. When they find it, they're going to discover a whole lot of stuff about electronics, lots of stuff about the elements, the moon, the stars. So tonight, thank you, Ashe, Ashe, a new life for you. And I see also God is going to restore something for somebody. In my prophecy, the Mississippi River in a little small town going down the Midwest, they will flood out. They got to move out of these little towns right beside the Mississippi River. That's what's going to happen. That would be floods down in Mississippi. That would be some floods down in Louisiana also. Earthquake in Texas. You've never seen an earthquake in Texas. And one in Ohio and one in Russia. You ain't seen that. Now, they asked me about this virus. Some of this virus didn't start in Africa. It was brought there from the European country and brought there from China. We experiment with these different animals and stuff. They let it escape. Okay? That's what happened. Now, when I go in the word to prophesy to you, and I want you to listen carefully, because if you obey the prophet, oh, glory, what God give me, I'm going to give to you. If God don't give it to me, I can't give it to you. If the word God give to me, I'm going to give it to you whether you like it or not. He might say, go sit down, Bishop, I go sit down. He might tell you, go sit down, and you don't accept it. Then somebody get killed around you. I should have did it. You have to obey the spirit of God. You got to obey the anointing of the Holy Ghost to know that God is real. We didn't make our trip to South Dakota this year, Mary, because it was burning and so much. I was looking forward to going up to Bellevue Mountain, the Healing Mountain. And the bikers came to Sturgis. Some of them got sick, too. Thousands of bikers was up in Sturgis. So I didn't go on the reservation because so much of chaos was going on. We was in the midst of low grade, high grade, retrograde. We was in the midst of a solar storm, and we're in the midst of a mental storm right now, body, mind, soul, and spirit. So you got to understand that's some of the stuff that's happening that we got to understand. As we go back, and I'm going to play a little bit if I finish.
I see trees of green, I see them blue for me and you, and I think to myself, what a wonderful world. I see skies of blue, clouds of white, bright blessed days, dark sacred nights, and I think to myself, what a wonderful world. The colors of the rainbow, so pretty in the skies, also on the faces of people going by. I see friends shaking hands, say, how do you do? They're really saying, I love you. I hear babies crying.
That was Louis Armstrong and what he was saying. Happy birthday to you, our late birthday, to Mary Scott. I wish her a happy birthday, Mary Hawkins, all them I want to wish him happy birthday. I might have forgot to wish him happy birthday. My prophecy for 2022, that will be an increase of the IRS looking at people who got these loans. They're coming after you. So you get yourself in order. They're coming. They right now, they're training people how to go in and see what you did with the money, how you lied, all that. We're going to have sighting of the UFOs in the Midwest and also in New York. They send them in Denver all the time. But it's going to be a more sighting of UFOs in 2022 in Chicago, there will be a flood or something. It could be a break underground that will happen. That will be a big write-up about the mayor that we have now, like a controversy that's going on, and there's lots of people fighting going on. The president of the United States, Biden, he will call a summit. And I would call, and he will call people in to talk about the social problem of these guns and also deal with the hunger and deal with the gas and deal also with what's going on with this virus. And he gonna do that real soon. Chicago, Atlanta, Minnesota, he gonna call all the heads together and see if they can work. Stop the crime. The crime is running wild. And you know, in 1919, we had a race riot here in Chicago. And I think more people got killed just out in the streets than a race riot. So we'll right now we're into change. And I want you to get ready. Let me get it. Go to my website, thecdavidhamilton.com. And go to my own page, and I want you to plant a seed. Let me say this now. If you got to need to plant a seed, if you release it out of your hand, you got to release it. When you open your hand, you open your hand for something to come in. And once you do that, I keep God. See, the widow woman didn't have nothing but one hoe cake. And the prophet came and said, get it to me. She said, I'm going to eat it and die. But because she obeyed, the angels came and she fed from the bottom of the barrel and the oil came. So God made her a supply house. God want to make you a supply house this year, going into 2022. Your business can grow. You said, Bishop, what business? You'll figure out God will give you that revelation that you need where you can help somebody else. That's important. The Seed of Abraham Divine Spiritual Ministry is prophesied. I felt in my spirit last night I was crossing over and there's a lady named Sally came to me and tell Dorothy it's going to be all right. And I want to get that out there. Dorothy, Sally said it's going to be all right and don't worry, it's being handled. In the spirit realm, I shall say. And I want to tell Mother Duke, your daughter came in the spirit and told me, said, Bishop, take care of that, because that ain't what it's supposed to be. And she said, Mama is dead right. What Mama's saying is dead right, because I'm looking. If some things got to be done to reverse what's already been done. That's what I heard, I share shape. And you got the power to do it. I just want to say that to you. I want to say this here. We support the Dr. King movement, also SCLC, Marcus Garvey movement, Malcolm X movement, Dr. King movement, and the Seed of Abraham ministry. And we asked the brother that of a political prison. We're working for them to get out. Some of the brothers are in there. And all the killing they're doing, they let free Jeff and free Larry. Larry, you can get on the case. Because this is what happened. They're talking about Larry and Jeff in jail. You ought to see what all been done since they've been in jail to kill him, to storm the White House, and people getting a year. You got these boys locked up for life. And I'm one of the protesters, and we're going to march. We're going to do what it takes to see can we get these boys cut loose, because they were leaders in the community. They got a bad rap. They lied on them, and lots of charges were set up. Who killed Malcolm? Them boys in jail didn't kill Malcolm. The police know who killed Malcolm. And Malcolm was killed. Dr. King was killed. Michael Jackson was killed. Now, his catalog of the Beatles come out. That was Michael Jackson's catalog, but they got it now. And Michael Jackson was murdered. Prince was murdered. Whitney Houston was murdered. And a whole lot of some more. Sam Cooke was murdered. You have to understand what you think it is. It ain't. You got to look deep with prayer, I say. I just want to say that to you. I want to say to you, you got the whole world. I'll play a little of him to wake y'all up.
You got the whole world in his hand.
God got the whole world in his hand, brother. And he got me and you. It's time for you to come. I'm telling somebody. Come clean. Tell the truth. I know where you was at. They know where you're at. God know where you're at. And I was talking to a young man. He kept on swear. I don't know. I've been out there. I said, now, this man, I don't want to say he was lying, but I didn't pick up that he was telling the truth. Okay. But I want to prophesy to you tonight. 38, 30, 84, Psalm 16 and 7. It seemed like that you have to be more visible for things to work for you. I'm talking to 3084. It's a healing coming about you, and God's going to release some doors for you. And it's a special scripture I'm going to give to you, but you call me and I'll give it to you. I'm going to 0598, Psalms 29. Psalms, it said, trust in God, and he will give you desires of your heart. And your mother came by last night and said, all is well, and don't worry about the rest. Just worry about you. 9607, Psalms 35, Psalms 9, and Psalms 12. I want you to read Psalm 9 because the truth will come out. And whatever the truth is, God's going to reveal it to you. Okay. And I want to tell you, God is getting ready. See, the devil gets busy when God gets ready to bless you. The devil been busy, but you let go and let God. Now, as I look at you in the spirit, I say, every door that closed financially will open up. And no need to argue and say what you said and leave it alone. God gonna reveal who doing what, how they doing it, what they doing, what's going on. That's what I wanna say to you. I'm seeing somebody sitting in a chair. It's lean back, the arm folded, and they're watching TV. And they smile, and they ain't stretched out. All of their business being handled by God, I said. And they're smiling, saying, my daughter is smart like that. And she know what's going on. I said, that must be a problem. I'm going to 30-30. I want you to read 38, 95, and 75. So you're going to restore and bring you out of your long suffering. Your mother spirit comes and sets in a chair in your bedroom And you know she there, but you can't get up to see it, but you ain't ready. Thank you, God. You ain't ready to receive. Because see, some people's mind ain't ready. 40:19, all is well. Psalm 39:22. I want you to know, 30:30, Psalm 39:29. Don't get the new truck the next year. Hold on. It's going to be a deal for you. Thank you. 35:50, your daughter saying, you did right. Come and say, I say. Now, I want to say what she's saying to you. She's saying, Mama, I already know what's going on. But believe me, it ain't going to work out like the people think. Because if they keep on, some death going to fall on their side. Because what they're trying to do ain't going to work, I say. That's what happened with that. God is getting ready to take you to another level. I hear things soon and very soon. That's a song I hear. Soon and very soon. I hear that in the spirit realm. Hallelujah. Soon and very soon. I'm going to see the King. And what that really means, you're going to have, everyone you listen, going to have an anointed relationship with God or with a spirit. And when that spirit comes, you obey it. And the angel, Hamiel, is the angel of December. And this is the month for you to make a request for what you want. Collect your seed. And you tell God what you want. Don't manifest itself. Your healing, your deliverance. The angel for this month. If you got your pencil, the angel this month is the seal of the power angel. Mother Ratcliffe, I'm praying for you. Mother Judy, I'm praying for you. All is well. Lois down in Mississippi, all is well. You can't do it by yourself, Lois, so leave it alone. Thank you, Dan's Spirit. Hattie, I know what you're going through. It's going to be all right. I'm praying for you. The month of December, Hamiel. H-A-N-A-E-L, Hamiel. Or you announce it, A-N-A-E-L. That's the angel of December. The angel that will bring you money and finance, because that's the angel that brings forth magic. I want you to get ready. Some of you have a need. You say, well, Bishop, God going to put you around somebody. God going to put you around somebody that can help you. He going to put you around somebody that can help you. And I want you to read this hymn where I got it out. Genesis 17, Genesis 12, and Genesis 13. God is ready to deliver you in another way. God is getting ready to bless you and open up a door for you. I want to pray. This is the first Sunday. This is the first of this month. And some of you got money on this way. Some of you got death in your family. A young lady called me. Her son got shot. And another lady called me. She couldn't find her daughter. I want to say this tonight. You have lost the demonic spirits. And they are coming to a close. And as they come to a close, you have to know that God's able to take care of the quick, fast, and in a hurry.
He's got the whole world in his head. He's got his home.
God got the whole world in his hand. I want you to know that tonight. Breaking curses and hexes, and sometimes you got to break them off of you. I want to tell you, Brother Lewis, I want to tell you all is well. Don't get upset about that wheel, because in the wheel, they got you involved in the wheel, so you ain't got to worry about what they're saying. You're going to get your potion. Robert, I want to tell you, there's a yoke going to be broke. But if somebody got you all wrapped up and tied up in a bow tie. Joe, I want to tell you that somebody won't come to you, and they trying to get, if they don't get there this year, December, don't worry. They'll be down there coming to see you unannounced around January or February. Unannounced, and they come with their hands out. Okay? So you need to leave that alone. Let that manifest itself, because that's a usual thing. Thank you, Council. That will happen with that. I want to tell you, Jerry Williams, Psalms 20, verse 11. You need to do, going to work some things out for you. So I want to say that to you tonight, that all is well. I think there's a breakthrough coming. I want to say this, where you might know, there's some things that are going to take place. God going to put it in your spirit that you can feel it. God going to tell you things. You're going to see it in visions and dreams. Ever since the eclipse, it cleaned the melanin of people up. So the pineal gland is open up. And as your mind open up, you're able to access other things that have been happening. Body, mind, soul, and spirit. So get ready for a breakthrough in your life. I don't know why. God is getting ready to move to another level. And I'm saying that you're going to be able to see the evil stuff that's going on. You know, and what's happening is a fight going on in Washington, D.C. right now. There's a fight about life and death. Now, some people say, well, killer, if you're killing your babies, and somebody shooting you, killing is killing. So you got the murder that among us. Abaddon is a death angel, but Michael and his angel are going to rebuke him and put him back in chains where he's supposed to be. So you got to get ready to break the curses and the hexes off of you. Well, things be working in divine order. Psalms 109, verse 1 and 31. Romans 13 and 1, Genesis 27 and verse, chapter 27, verse 29. The light, God's going to give you that knowledge of light that you might see and know some things. Breaking curses and hexes is the power of God. To break the curse of sickness, witchcraft on you. See, one of the things that's going on tonight, young folks are doing Ouija board. They practicing how to do witchcraft. They got different cards, devil wishing stuff. So when they get to school, then they learn how to shoot on the machine, some Xboxes. They learn how to shoot. Boy, 11 years old and stealing cars. That's how he learned. He learned on the computer at home. So these kids, you're getting these kids these games that go in the room, they come back and kill you. Them kids, if they got that doing school time, the school thing that needs to be got out. The school thing that needs to be in doing school time, you need to take all them games and put them up. That's what you need to do during school time. take them games and put them up, and y'all still let them play with them games, lock them up in the room. They come out, they learn how to steal cars, they learn how to kill. And this boy ain't never drove no car. He's 11 years old, and he's driving a car. He's jacking people with a pistol and taking their car. And the police finally busted. How you learn how to drive? I learned on the internet. You learn at them games. Auto theft, all them different games you get your kids. You just open them up to a life of crime. Mothers, where you at? Daddies, where you at? You ain't got time for them. You know, they're going to end up dead or in jail or in hell. I just want to say that. So it's a wake-up call for you to talk to the young folks that, you know, babies having babies. These little boys got guns sticking up and shooting. This lady came from the gas station, and she got in her car. You know, she had a permit to carry. The boy run out to about maybe 13 or 14, about stick up. When he pulled that door open, she shot him 3 times. He broke and run. They ain't caught him yet. You don't know if she hit him or not. But it's a shame that we got so much killing going on in Chicago, Detroit. I feel that they need to bring the death penalty back in where they can let them go, because they still doing it. They murdered. All that is negativity. What they call snatch and grab, or grab and snatch. Any way you talk about what you going to take, what ain't your own. You walk in the store, take the man's stuff and run out the store. They did it at Best Buy in Los Angeles. In San Diego, they went in Best Buy. About 40 of them. Run in there and run out. Do you know that means that they're messed up mentally. Their values all messed up. And you got to understand, the values are messed up. Anytime you got a mind to run into somebody's store and steal something, they can shoot you or kill you because you're taking another man's property, okay? And you're going to find out a lot of these young folks, 6 years, going to be killed, shot down like dogs, because people ain't taking their stuff being stolen. You run off. When they run up on one and kill one, well, he killed the boy. The boy's a career criminal and don't want to change, okay? Don't want to work. This is what we got to deal with going into 2022, bringing us back to status. We ain't slaving no more. These corporations got to pay. If they don't pay, they ain't going to work. And they understood when they went to Africa and got our ancestors to work, lied to them, been lying about 40 acres and a mule, and they ain't nobody still said reparation. Put Biden in. Biden ain't said nothing. And his vice president, we need black families need reparation. The Jews got it. Everybody else got it. How come blacks can't get reparation to help in our business? You know, they didn't do that. Dr. King said, every time Dr. King speaks, he talk about the money that was given the people that came in. The Europeans that came in, and they didn't have nothing. The government gave them everything they had. Now, this is Dr. King. I want y'all to listen to this. This is a true story.
We must also realize that the problems of racial injustice and economic injustice cannot be solved without a radical redistribution of political and economic power.
We read one day, we hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain inalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. But if a man doesn't have a job or an income, he has neither life, nor liberty, and the possibility for the pursuit of happiness. He merely exists. Estimated that we spend $322,000 for each enemy we kill in Vietnam, while we spend in the so-called war on poverty in America only about $53 for each person classified as poor. The promises of the Great Society have been shot down on the battlefield of Vietnam, making the poor, white and Negro, bear the heaviest burdens both at the front and at home.
The other thing I want you to understand is this, that it didn't cost the nation one penny to integrate lunch counts. It didn't cost the nation one penny to guarantee the right to vote. But now we are dealing with issues that cannot be solved without the nation spending billions of dollars and undergoing a radical redistribution of economic power.
Yes.
All labor has dignity.
Yes.
But you are doing another thing. You are reminding not only Memphis, but you are reminding the nation that it is a crime for people to live in this rich nation and receive starvation wages.
America's opportunity to help bridge the gulf between the haves and the have-nots. And the question is whether America will do it. There's nothing new about poverty. What is new is that we now have the techniques and the resources to get rid of poverty. And the real question is whether we have the will.
At the very same time that America refused to give the Negro any land, through an act of Congress, our government was giving away millions of acres of land in the West and the Midwest, which meant that it was willing to undergird its white peasants from Europe with an economic floor. But not only did they give the land, they built land-grant colleges with government money to teach them how to farm. Not only that, they provided county agents to further their expertise in farming. Not only that, they provided low interest rates in order that they could mechanize their farms. Not only that, today many of these people are receiving millions of dollars in federal subsidies not to farm, and they are the very people telling the black man that he ought to lift himself by his own bootstraps. Now, this is what we are faced with, and this is the reality. Now, when we come to Washington in this campaign, we are coming to get our check. I come here tonight and plead with you. Believe in yourself and believe that you're somebody. As I said to the group last night, nobody else can do this for us. No document can do this for us. No Lincolnian Emancipation Proclamation can do this for us. No Kennisonian or Johnsonian Civil Rights Bill can do this for us. If the Negro is to be free, he must move down into the inner resources of his own soul and sign with the pen and ink of self-assertive manhood his own Emancipation Proclamation. Don't let anybody take your manhood. be proud of our heritage. As somebody said earlier tonight, we don't have anything to be ashamed of. Somebody told a lie one day. They couched it in language. They made everything black, ugly, and evil. Look in your dictionary and see the synonyms of the word black. It's always something degrading and low and sinister. Look at the word white. It's always something pure, high, and clean. But I want to get the language right tonight. I want to get the language so right that everybody here will cry out, yes, I'm black, I'm proud of it, I'm black and beautiful.
What is the relationship between this and the reality of the Negro masses?